It was a long, slow climb out of the shadows. Yet in 1970, 17 years after I left the Coast Guard, Roots was published. Instantly, I had the kind of fame and success that few writers ever experienced. The shadows had turned into dazzling limelight. For the first time, I had money and open doors everywhere. The phone rang all the time with new friends and new deals. I packed up and moved to Los Angeles, where I could help in the making of the Roots TV miniseries. It was a confusing, exciting time, and in a sense, I was blinded by the light of my success. Then one day, while unpacking, I came across a box filled with things I had owned years before in the village. Inside was a brown paper bag. I opened it, and there were two corroded sardine cans, a nickel, a dime, and three pennies. Suddenly, the past came flooding in like a tide. I could picture myself once again huddled over the typewriter in that cold, bleak, one-room apartment. And I said to myself, "The things in this bag are part of my roots, too. I can't ever forget that." I sent them out to be framed. I keep that clear plastic case where I can see it every day. I can see it now above my office desk in Knoxville, along with the Pulitzer Prize, a portrait of 9 Emmys awarded to the TV production of Roots, and the Springarn Medal, the NAACP's highest honor. I'd be hard-pressed to say which means the most to me, but only one reminds me of the courage and persistence it takes to stay the course in the Shadowland. It's a lesson anyone with a dream should learn.